Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Top local story, interim president of UF named Dr. Donald Landry. Interim president.
I guess until they make it official.
Yes.
The whole Board of Governors.
Interim. Yeah. Well, maybe they want the Board of Governors blessing. I guess they don't want to let that guy from University of Michigan, that whole thing went kind of sideways, didn't it?
That was a debacle.
All right. Well, hopefully things will work out. The guy did make some sort of comment about wasn't going to be conservatism or something. It was... Gonna be. I'll dig it up. Dig it up in a minute. Relax. Relax, everybody, okay?
I was going to get all tense there for a minute.
Relax. Nobody won Powerball, so we're still in.
That's why we're here.
We're still in. Yeah. We saved our money. We didn't waste it.
No.
For the last drawing.
For the last one, but I don't know.
But this one?
Maybe.
I mean, when it gets this high, I feel compelled to have to do it. There's no reasonable reason why.
No, because your odds are worse.
Your odds are worse, and it's like, if the jackpot's only $50 million, why bother? And it is very funny, but I guess because it's on your mind, you're talking about it's in the news, so.
Like you couldn't use $150,000, you know, for a $2 investment.
I could use $150.
Exactly.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot will now be an estimated $815 million. That would make it the seventh biggest in the game's history. Monday night, no winner. And so cash value, I think you still have to pay taxes on this, though, right? $367.9 million. Oh. You're thinking hundreds of millions.
That's crazy.
That is a lot.
That's just crazy.
I mean, What do you do with that kind of money? I mean, seriously, what do you do?
Anything you want.
Well, I'm telling you, and I know everybody said, well, I'd like to give it a shot. That kind of money truly is a burden. How much do you give out? Who do you give it to? So many of your relatives would be like, that's it?
Oh, no. In all seriousness, again, knowing some baseball players in that kind of realm of the hundreds of millions of dollars, mm-hmm. Yes. It did change your life. It is difficult. It causes problems. Everybody thinks you owe them. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks you need to invest in their idea. People come out of the woodwork that knew you when you were 12. And on the other side of the coin, it was interesting because in one particular instance, the wife said, you know, people quit giving us gifts. We still like gifts. They just think because we can afford anything we want, they don't give us anything.
That is interesting. Yeah, they could have. Why would we buy them a gift? They're super duper rich. Right. They can have. They probably have everything they want. That isn't. Yeah. Well, that's where it comes in. You know, it's the thought that matters. It was never supposed to be really about the gift per se. Anyway.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You want to be giving, generous. You're on my mind. I thought of you. Uh-huh. I got this. But yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's interesting because does anybody take the payout over time? It seems like nobody ever does that.
I think everybody wants to. They would rather take the less and risk where they want to put it first, you know.
Which their most people's experience in that is
awful.
Null, nothing.
No. Well, look at all the million-dollar winners that are bankrupt within a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because they spend money like they got $50 million. And they don't.
Yep. So, I know, I feel like a lot of people do. Well, I wouldn't mind having a shot at it. Let's see if I could do better with it. And, I think you just have to have a bunch of, I don't know, trust funds that you set up for the kids, the grandkids, all that stuff. Make sure that they're taken care of. But you do, I mean, Warren Buffett, I think, goes a little bit too far the other way. He didn't give his kids anything or his relatives anything. And I think you have to find that happy medium where there's still an impetus to work, to produce, to be your own person, but now maybe you can do what you really want to do because you have this kind of safety net. And that's how I would like to try to set it up. You know, set it up as a safety net. You don't have to worry about failure. Your next meal's taken care of, but want you to be productive.
Right. Because once you start buying the things, now those things have to be insured, and they have to be maintained.
Watered and mowed.
Oh, everything. I mean, so now you're paying people. Well, look at all the people like, MC Hammer is a great example. All of a sudden, you've got 24 hanger-oners around you all the time that you're paying to do something. I mean, how many times? He ended up in bankruptcy a time or two. I mean, and made millions of dollars.
Yep.
So it can still happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Aren't you glad you didn't win, Bob? Aren't you glad we talked you off the
ledge? No, I will take it. It is a lot to be like the steward of, if you want to say, okay, got to be careful because I say, okay, this, I would see it as a blessing, and then somebody would go, yeah, I don't know where Jesus said lottery's good. Go do it.
No, I missed that scripture.
So,
yeah.
But I also that believe that, you know, God's big enough, he can bless you however he wants. If he wants to do it that way, he can.
Uh-huh.
That's what I tell him anyway. Yeah.
I will never forget this, and it just came to mind. We're talking about back in the early 80s. I'm working at a Christian radio station in St. Louis, and there was a local minister who had a show on. She was a little 15-minute thing, and I remember somebody calling in, and they said, yeah, I've got a special need that I would like you to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
And she paused for just a moment, and she was a very insightful woman. She goes, you bought lottery tickets, didn't you? And you hear pause. He goes, yeah. He was literally hoping that she would pray and he would win the lottery. And she picked up. Just
really?
I was listening. I was in the studio live.
Really?
What happened? Yes. She goes, you bought lottery tickets, didn't you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you know what else I tell the good Lord, too? I'm like, hey, it's not gambling. I want to help the schools.
Oh.
I have all the answers.
Yeah.
The Rational Christian by hashtag I'll see you in hell.
The new book by Bob Rose.
It's flying off the shelves, I tell you.
Yeah.
Trump fires the Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, but she says, my goose isn't cooked yet. I'm not leaving because Joe Biden said I could stay.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, we'll dig into this one coming up on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. It is 6:15, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Pump it up. Let's make it great. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. In fact, it is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Trump fires a Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, or did he? Details on that. Locally, interim president UF has been named, and this is interim. It's an interim announcement, and this will be just information for the interim. And it's Dr. Donald Interim Landry. It's weird that that's part of his name.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. Yeah. Dr. Landry.
Any relation to Tom?
Paging Dr. Yeah. Landry. Tom Landry, the great coach of the Cowboys.
It is funny you just say that name, and you can see him with his sport coat and his tie
and
his
the
hat.
Yep. It's just like that.
Absolutely.
It just pops right in there.
Yep.
And for those who it didn't pop in there, there's search engines.
Yes.
Tom Landry,
yep.
Coach.
Yep.
And what a story.
He did quite well.
Yes, he did. All right, so President Trump fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook on Monday over allegations of mortgage fraud. Ooh, you work for the Fed, and you're doing something not right with the mortgage.
Huh? What is it with these people who can't admit that the piece of property they're buying isn't really where they live? So they can get that prime interest rate, you know?
Yeah, I guess you get a little bit of a better interest rate. You also, they require less of a down payment in most cases, you know. If you're going to live, it's primary. And I'm using round numbers here. You know, I know there's only exceptions. But, they're going to look for about 10% down. Whereas if it's not going to be your primary resident, generally they were going to require 20% down. Mm-hmm. So, even people that have 20% don't always want to throw it all on the house, on the mortgage, if they don't have to.
So sure, that's where we live most. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ticket. Yeah.
Primary,
yeah.
We're going to paint it in primary colors. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. But look, I think I told the story. I would consider doing that, not fraudulently. Well, I don't know. I don't technically own a house.
Right.
Although, I have to figure out how that works, because, anyway. So, I could buy a house.
You could.
And say it's my primary residence.
If you lived in it.
What are the parameters there?
Your body being in that house most of the time.
I work
it's
three
really
jobs.
Simple.
I'm never home. Anyway,
oh, that's never going to happen.
I'm not telling people they should go out and commit mortgage fraud. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But I do think, pretty much all banks suck. So that's another story. Banks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not credit unions.
No. In a letter from Trump to Cook, it was posted on social media. That's the other thing. It's like, you're being fired.
Yeah.
But you're being, also, it's posted on social media.
For the whole world,
yeah. It's like, ouch. The president said he had sufficient cause to remove her, citing her mortgage fraud allegations. Really? You just the allegation? Hey, this doesn't look good. You're fired. I've determined that there is sufficient cause to remove you from your position. She was appointed by former President Joe Biden in 2022. Cook was recently accused by Federal Housing Finance Agency head Bill Pulte of committing mortgage fraud by listing two primary residents. The president pledged to fire her if she did not resign.
Well, go back to the title of who this person is and where they work. That they would know if that's how she filed or not. I mean, come on. That's pretty damning.
In other words,
you're
saying it's an allegation, but it's very substantially backed type allegation.
Yes, like because they've got all the paperwork.
Like primary residence, and that box is checked, and then there's a completely different one. Primary residence, that box is checked.
Then, yeah, that's fraud.
What if she has a split personality? Is there?
I think she might, actually.
Okay. She might. All right, so in his initial allegations, Pulte included photographs of document signatures apparently belonging to Cook that allegedly applied to two different primary residents, one in Michigan and another one described as an Atlanta condo.
Huh.
Cook refused to resign despite the president's demand, saying she would not be bullied to step down from my position because of some questions raised in a tweet.
No, he had the documents, and they shared the pictures of the documents.
I don't know that you're being bullied to step down. You're basically being told to step down. You're fired.
And if anybody knows how to use those two words, it's Donald Trump.
One would think. I do not intend to take any questions about my financial history seriously as a member of the Federal Reserve, and so I am gathering the accurate information to answer any legitimate questions and provide the facts.
A little cocky there.
In his letter, the president said Cook's alleged actions weaken America's trust in the Federal Reserve.
Well, if you can't trust the people who are there, I mean, I get that. It's the Federal Reserve. You know,
well, I mean, you've got to follow the rules like everybody else, and if you're in the financial world, you can't claim any sort of ignorance, I wouldn't think.
No.
The Federal Reserve has tremendous responsibility for setting interest rates and regulating reserve and member banks. The American people must be able to have full confidence in the honesty of the members entrusted with setting policy and overseeing the Federal Reserve. In light of your deceitful and potentially criminal conduct in a financial matter, they cannot, and I do not, have such confidence in your integrity.
There you go.
Hmm.
And I don't know that, so the previous president gave you a job.
Yeah.
I don't think that you really have the right to go, well, I'm not going anywhere. I don't think it really employment works that way.
I mean, you could try it.
You could try it until some federal agency comes and hauls you away.
Well, and look, let's be honest. When it comes to the Federal Reserve, that's such an odd ball, one-of-a-kind type scenario anyway, because it's not really, you know, the government per se. It's all these... it's a conglomerate of bankers.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, maybe just shedding some light on this will help to educate people as to what it's all about. And maybe there'll be some changes that'll benefit Americans. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Lots to talk about, including those questioning Trump and the use of federal troops. Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Cracker Barrel admits they could have done better.
Wow. Coulda?
Chuckle.
Wow.
Cachortle.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome at 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you'll catch every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Before we get to the Cracker Barrel, Chicago's far-left mayor, Brandon Johnson, said locking up criminals is racist, immoral, and unholy.
What?
Locking up criminals. Locking up criminals. Just the idea of locking up criminals is racist, immoral, and unholy.
Where do these people even just come up with these concepts?
Well, he is the mayor of Chicago, and since they have dozens of shootings every single weekend, many of them fatal, I guess he's, you know, like shooting somebody and killing them. It seems kind of immoral and unholy.
I would have thought so.
And since the vast majority of it is young black men that are dying, that could not addressing that issue could be, to me, extremely racist. Not addressing the issue.
It's like you want young black men to die or something if you don't take care of the problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And who else jumped on board?
Oh.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted President Trump's threat to send in the National Guard. He says, Brandon Johnson said this, we cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. You have sound?
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here.
Yeah, that is J.B. Pritzker, the governor, who was, you know, speaking as well during a fiery press conference.
Oh, I think spouting is more appropriate.
In the heart of the Windy City on Monday. Listen to this. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country. We've moved past that. It's racist, immoral, unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down. If you don't arrest and incarcerate bad people, what is the magic elixir that will cause violence to go down?
Well, let's see. They've taken away. They've got basically cashless bail, so we know that has worked. Oh, no, that didn't work at all either, did it? No.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if your solution is not arresting people and putting them away, well, how do you intend to drive violence down?
Counselors, encouragement. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Pritzker accused Trump of being a wannabe dictator as he railed against the president's plan to deploy the National Guard troops in Chicago, where violence has remained stubbornly above pre-pandemic levels despite bluster from its leaders. And he said this is exactly the type of overreach that our country's founders warned against. Are you saying that our founders wanted this sense of lawlessness where people go unpunished to continue their criminal activities time and time again?
I think we had prisons. We had prisons back then. Yeah, jails. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Huh.
So, and this is part of living in civilized society, is that there's going to be a punishment and a penalty for people who step outside the bounds of the law. That's, I mean, that's, if you can't have civilization if you don't do anything about criminals and crime.
Base word there being civil.
Yeah.
And if you can't be civil, you don't get to be in the open, free part of civilization.
I mean, it's very clearly that this governor, J.B. Pritzker, wants to be president. But it's interesting about how this is his way of going about it, telling any possible supporters, hey, you know, I'm against, you know, jails. I'm against, you know, being a law and order type person. Right. How does that, to the average Democrat voter, the average, how many of them would say, I don't mind a little bit of violence because, we do have too many people in jail. I just can't. Can you imagine you're sitting around the kitchen table?
Oh, yeah, talking to the family.
Like, you know, honey, you know what it seems like? We're just locking up too many people these days. And then you've got the Mom Donnie, this nutbag in New York, talking about, you know, Hannity was talking about a few minutes ago, decriminalizing, like, misdemeanors. So, including, what was it, assault?
But remember, that's the way the left, just like they did in tried to do in D.C. with carjacking, your crime levels drop when suddenly things that you do and commit are no longer crimes. That's the lefty mentality these days. Just make things not a crime.
Pritzker goes on to say, what Trump is doing is unprecedented and unwarranted. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is un-American. It is definitely not unconstitutional. Not in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So, again, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he basically said that if he deployed the National Guard, it would be to try to, like, taunt local people into... Yeah.
That is the weirdest twist. We've heard somebody else in D.C. said that. That is the weirdest twist of logic I think I've ever heard.
To promote a darker agenda. These people are, they're kooky, man.
They're kooky.
Crazy and they're kooky.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we didn't even get to Cracker Barrel, so we'll have to do that next segment, all right?
Mm.
Just hold on to your eggs and your hash browns and your pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes.
Pancakes. I knew I had you at pancakes.
Oh, you had me at pancakes.
I had me at pancakes. Mm. 6:45. Good morning. Welcome. Let's make it a great day. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And hey, never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Cracker Barrel, the controversy continues. I'm not losing any sleep over this one way or another, I have to be honest.
No.
I want to care.
Don't.
It's not. I have priorities. My boat's in the shop right now. It's going to cost me thousands. I don't give a damn what the logo says. Okay? All right, if we could be real for a minute here.
It is more, though, than just the sign. It is the mentality of the CEO and the things that she's gotten the company involved in.
Well, and here's the thing. What do you trust? I mean, stuff goes out in memes, and it's like, well, did she really say that or not? And a lot of stuff
that's true, too. Yeah.
Right? I couldn't source all of it. I don't know. And yeah, she's a weirdo lefty or whatever.
Yes, she is. Yep.
But do you
want the pancakes is what it comes down to.
Well, do you know? Look, here's what I said. Good food, good service, at a reasonable price. If you provide that to me, unless you're literally like, you know, funding Hamas.
Sure.
I'll spend my money with you.
Right.
But sometimes, if you know, you pick and choose or whatever. That's up to you as an individual. But Cracker Barrel, they've admitted that, well, they could have done a better job with their controversial logo redesign. But they're assuring customers that the beloved Uncle Herschel will still be on our menu.
Well, yeah,
it's like, you're going to eat Uncle Herschel
now?
What's
an item on the menu? Okay, whatever. Yeah, come on.
It's just he'll be in his... Like in a rocking chair on the menu?
I don't know, but there is an item on the menu is what I'm saying.
Oh, there is?
It's named after him, yeah.
Okay. Stock in the Tennessee-based restaurant chain plummeted since the new logo. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of a darker conspiracy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that there's some people that are purposefully trying to drive the stock price down, and then they're going to buy it, and it's going to go up.
Hmm. Okay.
I have that theory about chain restaurants when all of a sudden there's some kind of outbreak of something.
Yeah.
I always think that there's a possibility it could be like a weird inside job. Mm-hmm. Cause the stock price to go down. Look, there's people that deal in this stuff, and they're very, very quick. You can make these sales, these trades in a blink of an eye.
That's how China works with us.
Well, exactly.
Look at all the pork. Yeah, they own the pork companies. Now,
exactly. So. I mean, they have done it clearly on a much grander scale, but, you know... Think about it. I mean, because it doesn't, this outrage on this thing does not feel organic to me. It does not feel anything like the Bud Light thing to me, and everybody's take is different. I mean, what do you think, Greg? You think that, this is a lefty CEO.
She's a lefty CEO. The outrage that I see, like on the Book of Faces or whatever, are people that I know. So I don't think that is fake. Now,
yeah, but they get stirred up. They get stirred up by stuff.
Absolutely. But they've still got their opinions, and they can have the opinion to not go along with it equally. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Even a former designer for Cracker Barrel called the new modern corporate aesthetic brand suicide. Indiana-based burger chain Steak and Shake also criticized the competing brand on social media, claiming their goal is to just delete the personality altogether.
Okay, but see, I got a problem with Steak and Shake. They're the ones that post-COVID changed the whole structure of how their restaurants work.
Yes.
And I don't like it. And I've not gone back since. The one time I had to go up, give my order, sit down, the whole process. No, that's not why we went to Steak and Shake for decades. So, no, you don't get a vote in this one. You may still have the same sign out front, but you totally changed and took away the human factor of your restaurant. So, as much as I love Steak and Shake, I've not gone back in probably 4 years.
Well, that is very interesting that Steak and Shake would be the one saying, oh, yeah, pointing a finger
exactly
at them saying the goal is to just delete the personality altogether.
That's what they did.
When it sounds like they've deleted the personalities that would serve you.
Yes.
Okay. But they do have those good little skinny fries.
Oh,
don't
I know.
Okay.
I know. I love their food. Well, and then one of the ones in our community, we went in this again when this first was all going on. They didn't even have seating. It's drive through or pickup only. They blocked off the whole seating area.
Yeah.
So, no, they lost me.
Is that how you really feel? Tell me how you really feel.
I might express myself at some point.
All right, so they, the CEO, what's her name, Julie Messina, and they're accusing her of wanting to just scrape it all away, meaning, I guess, the origins and the logo and the uncle.
Well, and their comeback is, well, the rocking chairs will still be there, and the fireplace will still be there. Well, good. Thanks for not ripping out a big block concrete fireplace out of your restaurant when you're changing your signs. Yeah.
She initially defended the changes, of course, telling ABC News that people like what we're doing. Cracker Barrel needs to feel like the Cracker Barrel for today and for tomorrow. The things that you love are still there. We need people to choose us, and we want people to choose us. The company appeared to change their tune with a release Monday titled Our Promises to You. So, yeah, they're acknowledging a couple of things, but... Again, first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot coming up this morning. And, of course, local news, interim president, UF, is named Dr. Donald Landry. And we've got other local happenings as well. We'll get to all of that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.